Welcome to the Natural Healthcare Show on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. If you struggle with weight or belly fat, have metabolism issues, or find it hard to fall asleep but are always tired, maybe it's time to consider a different approach. Dr. Brian Foley is here to lead you on a path to better health through a natural approach to healthcare. If you'd like to talk to Dr. Foley, simply call us at 615-737-WWTN. That's 615-737-9986. Now, here's your hosts for today's show, Ray Bester and Dr. Brian Foley.
Good afternoon, listeners, and a hearty welcome to you on this Sunday afternoon. We welcome you all, and also in the studio, we welcome Dr. Brian Foley, who's been with us for just over a year and given people lots of good advice. And people are really taking to and doing something about getting their health into order. Dr. Foley, welcome.
Thank you, Ray. Welcome, listeners. We got a great show ahead of us here.
Yeah, good. I always like to hear that. And how are you doing, Dr. Foley?
I'm doing fantastic.
Good. That's all that we need to know. If you're good, we're good. All right, so listeners, today we're going to talk about the interesting subject of blood pressure, high blood pressure, and how it affects things like the thyroid and some other things, which the doctor will go over with you. And before we get into this, you know, we have workshops every Thursday night, and unfortunately, this past Thursday, we had to turn away a lot of people because the workshop was full. We apologize to all those people, but we will be holding another workshop this Thursday, and we'll tell you more about that. And also, we're going to extend our workshops to a Tuesday and a Thursday, and we'll go over that with you. But just for those listeners that did call in and did book and couldn't get into the workshop, we apologize, and we'll make sure that we get you in somewhere within the next week or two. All right, doctor?
Yeah, very good. Yeah, I hate to turn anybody away. That's why we're going to open it up on Tuesday.
Okay, and we'll discuss what we're going to be talking about and how that will operate.
Yeah.
And keep listening, listeners, because of that, we are going to give something away, and we'll discuss that in the next segment.
Yeah, it's
going
to be early Christmas.
Okay, so let's get on with this high blood pressure. Doc, how many people have a high blood pressure?
Well, in America, one-third of all Americans have high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we want to talk about this. It's pretty prevalent a problem. They call it the silent killer because you might not even know you have high blood pressure.
Right.
We don't really check our blood on a regular basis.
Right.
So a lot of times it gets caught on the only time you go to the doctor's office, which may be once a year.
Right.
That.
Do you have any kind of an effect from that? Like, for instance, if I'm walking down the street and I got high blood pressure, would I know it?
No, you wouldn't even know it. That's why they call it the silent killer. There isn't any really outward signs to tell you that your blood pressure is actually going up.
Right.
Matter of fact, one out of every three adults will have high blood pressure. And that's 68 million adults, 18 years or older, will have high blood pressure. It's just another way of saying it.
Right.
And 31% of all adults in America, again, have high blood pressure. Another way of saying one-third of all Americans.
That's women and men, right?
That's women and men. And then if you reach the age of 60 and you're over 60, half of all Americans over 60 will have high blood pressure.
Hmm.
So that's a lot of high blood pressure.
It is.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about what it causes and why people are getting it, and better yet, how we can get rid of it or reduce it and eliminate it.
Right. And when you go to high blood pressure, something's going to got to have to go. Is that correct?
Yeah. Well,
something blows.
Something will blow.
Yeah.
Your kidneys can blow. High blood pressure, it contributes to heart attacks,
mm-hmm.
contributes to strokes. It causes heart disease, kidney disease,
mm-hmm.
Causes and damages your vision if it lasts long enough.
Mm.
And it's one of the leading causes of blindness.
Wow.
And what causes you to have high blood pressure, what can lead, they don't really know what causes high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
They can speculate, but they really don't have it down to what actually causes it.
Mm-hmm.
But what leads to high blood pressure is, again, and we've talked about this many, many times, is a poor diet, the standard American diet.
Right.
People are getting heart disease. 52% of everybody that dies this year will die of heart disease.
Mm-hmm.
And before the Civil War, heart disease was unheard of.
Right.
Actually, too much salt. You know, when you, if you, especially if you eat out, they salt the food because it's a taste enhancer.
Right.
Restaurants don't want you to have bland food, so they put on lots of salt.
Right.
And it's table salt, unfortunately, which is a man-made salt, and it's the wrong ratio for our body. They do put a little bit of iodine in there and tell us it's healthy for us, but really it stops a goiter, but it really doesn't have any other health value than stopping a goiter.
Right.
What we should be using is sea salt, which has over 70 different minerals.
Right.
But salt is salt, and you do have to be careful with salt.
Right, whether it be sea salt or...
Or table salt, yeah. But your preference should be the sea salt. There is no iodine in sea salt, but there's 70 different minerals in sea salt.
Right.
Versus just two minerals that are in the table salt. Also in your body, if you have too little potassium. Now, in my office, we check potassium, we check magnesium. All those things, if they're low in your body, they can cause your blood pressure to raise up.
Right.
And too much alcohol consumption, you know, especially if you're in college. You drink a lot of alcohol.
Or you're tailbacking at the Titans.
There you go. Mm-hmm. There could be some alcohol consumption there.
Right.
Now, obviously, alcohol in moderation isn't bad, but you got to watch out for the alcohol consumption because that will actually destroy the liver. And what I find in my practice is that people that have high blood pressure usually have a liver issue going on that needs to be corrected. Too much stress in somebody's life can cause your blood pressure to go up. And I know you're exception to the rule on that, Ray, where you don't have any stress in your life, which is nice.
Yes, thank you.
Too little physical activity will also cause you to have high blood pressure.
Right.
Only 1% of all Americans work out on a regular basis. Now, that's pretty sad.
Right.
So, again, all of these things can cause high blood pressure. Matter of fact, some of the medication you're taking for other problems can actually have a side effect of high blood pressure.
Oh, brother.
Yeah, so there's many, many things that can cause this, and that's why when somebody comes to my office and they have high blood pressure, they'd like to reduce the blood pressure or they'd like to get off the medication. That's why we have to take these people on an individual basis.
Right.
Because one person, it could be the liver that's causing it. Another could be some medication.
Right.
Another, it could be their kidneys. So we're going to talk about some of these problems as we go through this.
Right. And it's very interesting when you go to a doctor would always, every time you go there, the RN checks your blood pressure, checks
right.
your weight and your blood pressure. And they do that for a reason. But I don't know if the doctor knows exactly what's causing the blood pressure.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. When we come back, we'll discuss more on that. We'll take a break here. And if you have any questions for us, just call us at Supertalk 997-WTN, the number 737-9986.
This is the Natural Healthcare Show with Dr. Brian Foley on Supertalk 997-WTN. Think you might have a condition that could be improved through a natural approach? Call Dr. Foley now at 615-737-WWTN. That's 615-737-9986. This is the Natural Healthcare Show on Super Talk 997-WTN.
Welcome back, listeners. All right, I always feel good doing the show because after the show, I always feel healthy, even though I haven't eaten, drunken, or done anything. I just feel more healthy.
Well, that's because of more knowledge.
More knowledge.
The better you feel.
Yeah, knowledge will give you security.
It does.
Right, so that's what we're doing on this show. We're giving you more knowledge and how to take care of your body. It's the vessel that you live in, and when your body goes, there's nowhere for you to be.
That's right.
Okay.
And some people can actually get stuck in their body, so to speak.
Right.
They're always putting too much attention on it.
Right. A body's there to be used, and I know that we should use everything in moderation, but a body is actually made to be used.
That's right, because if you don't use it, you lose it.
Right.
You've heard that term, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you don't exercise, guess what happens? Your muscles start to atrophy. They start to get smaller.
Right. Okay, so let's... Let's do your exercise, and we'll go on from there. But there's things that you've got to put into your body to keep it going.
That's right. You gotta give it the right fuel, so to speak.
Right. I'm going to go. So, listeners, keep listening. When we get through the halfway segment and into our next one, I did lie, and I said I'll tell you about it this segment. But keep listening. The fifth caller is going to win a great, great prize. So just keep listening, and we'll... run that prize in the next segment. Let's just get back to high blood pressure. Doctor, I told you that I noticed that when people go to a doctor, even if it's for the just for a checkup, mm-hmm. or if they're going in there for some purpose or some problem with their this and that, what right. people go into doctors for, that your blood pressure and your weight are always checked.
Right.
Right?
That's one of the vital signs that they always check for to make sure you're alive when you walk in. Hopefully alive when you walk out.
Right. Now, Doc, do the doctors, if they see a high blood pressure, do they really know what's causing that high blood pressure?
No, there is no exact cause of high blood pressure. But there's several factors, and we went over some of these that lead to high blood pressure. But there's several factors that can play a role in the development of high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
A couple other ones besides what we talked about are smoking. Smoking itself can increase blood pressure. Being overweight or obese, that's a pretty common one in America.
Mm-hmm.
That can lead to high blood pressure. Again, age. The older you get, the more chance you have of having higher blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Your genetics. A lot of times, if your mother and father or one of your parents had high blood pressure, that could mean that you might have high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to say a word on this genetics. A lot of people are concerned about genetics, but the genes we have say that they go up with high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
The genes that we have that would cause that is only about 1%.
Right.
So we only have about 1% bad genes, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
We have 99% good genes. So what we want to do is we want to stack the deck in the favor of overcoming that 1%,
right.
which can be done.
Okay.
Chronic kidney disease, if the person has a kidney problem, and I get quite a few of these chronic kidney diseases in, actually, and that will lead to high blood pressure.
Right.
And your adrenals. Your adrenal glands are your stress glands.
Mm-hmm.
If you have an adrenal disorder, they're exhausted, fatigued, that can lead to high blood pressure too.
Right.
And hypothyroid or hyperthyroid can also lead to high blood pressure.
All right, Doc, you can stop there now. You're giving us enough reasons.
Okay.
Don't overdo it and don't worry us, okay? Doc, you do have a caller on the line, Daniel, and he has a question for you. Let's go over to Daniel. You there, Daniel?
Yes.
Yeah, welcome to the show. You got a question for Dr. Foley?
I actually have two questions. My first question is, how does kosher salt compare to the other two salts you were just talking about? Because I use a lot of kosher salt.
Yeah, well, in reality, salt is pretty much salt, so you're still going to have to be careful with it.
Uh-huh.
I don't recommend more than a tablespoon a day of salt. So you want to keep it down. How are you using it? Do you just put it on your food and that kind of stuff? Or
yeah, just like a lot of times on my steaks, I'll sprinkle mm-hmm. some on there and brine it with that.
Yeah. Yeah, if you keep it to a minimum, it doesn't matter if it's kosher salt or sea salt. You're still going to have to be a little bit careful with both those.
I know the kosher salt doesn't have iodine in it either.
Right. Yeah, it doesn't. And it's a much better salt than the table salt.
But as Doc says, Daniel, salt is salt, right?
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
So just be a little bit careful with that. What was your second question?
Okay. A lot of times I have problems where I see spots. Now, I've never been diagnosed with high blood pressure, but mm-hmm. a lot of times I'll just be sitting there like I'm looking at bright lights or something, even though I'm not, and it just starts seeing spots, and I occasionally get octal migraines.
Okay.
Well, could that be contributed to maybe high blood pressure possibly?
That's possible. It could be high blood pressure. A lot of times, now when you say you're seeing spots, you're seeing like flashes in the eyes? Or
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
What that actually is that sulfur particles that are actually hitting in the fluids of the eyes, and it makes that flash. It doesn't necessarily have to be high blood pressure to cause that. They don't really know why it does that, but it could be high blood pressure that causes it. Do you watch your blood pressure, or have you ever had it checked on a regular basis?
I have had it checked, and it was not high, but it has been a while back now. And my father, he has had a stroke,
okay.
So it's very possible I could be developing, I suppose.
Yeah, well, it never hurts to have a follow-up and get that checked. A lot of times migraines are kind of a warning sign that the blood pressure is getting up there. Eye problems is one of the symptoms of high blood pressure. So, again, I can't say for sure, but definitely worth checking out to make sure that that's not occurring.
Well, my migraines, I normally don't have but maybe 4 to 5 a year.
Mm, okay.
If it's even that many, knock on wood.
Yeah, and do you have a trigger for the migraines? I mean, do you know of anything that sets it off? Or
I really don't. I could be sitting, not doing anything, and just be, and it's like a 3-stage migraine. And, you know, I start seeing spots.
Mm-hmm.
Then it fades to like an oval shape.
Right.
I rub my eyes, close my eyes, whatever I do, I just can't get rid of it. And then that lasts about 20 minutes, 30 minutes maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And then from that goes away, and then from about my eyebrow line all the way across my field of vision, I'm blind from there up. It's like a strobe light flashing.
Right.
But my vision's normal from there down.
Yeah.
That lasts about another 20, 30 minutes. Mm. And the instant that goes away, it's just like a hammer of pain. It hits me in my forehead.
Mm.
And it just spreads all over the top of my head, my temples, my eyes feel like they're being pushed down and out.
Mm-hmm.
Hurts all the way back to the base of my neck, and then my stomach nauseated.
Yeah, a lot of times what I find in my office, what sets off migraines is a food allergy of some type.
Really?
Allergies, well, there's two ways to look at food allergies. One is you eat something and you might break out in a skin rash or have an upset stomach. Well, you know you're allergic to that. But there's many, many other things you could be sensitive to where you eat the food and you don't have any outward symptom other than this may be an outward symptom. But I'd say most of everyone that comes in with a migraine, we find that it's related back to some type of a food allergy.
Oh,
interesting. At my office, we have a machine, a computer that can actually check hundreds and hundreds of sensitivities on foods, too. So we're not guessing or trying to find out what it is.
Yeah. Sometimes maybe somebody ate the night before, but I can't think of it. Like, it'll be in the morning, and I'll be driving to work, and I'll start seeing those spots, and then, oh, no, here it comes.
Yeah, it could be something by the time it gets to the intestinal tract, it gets set off. Sometimes with some people, it could be in the stomach area.
Uh-huh.
So it could have been something you ate yesterday that could bother you today. So.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, Daniel, and keep listening. We'll just talk a little more on that. Okay. Okay, that's a very interesting question, Doc, because you do find that you can boil this down. It's you take the guesswork out of it because you run the tests that you run, which doctors don't do.
Right. Most doctors don't do a lot of these tests that I do in my office.
They're right.
What would be considered alternative care.
Right. And that's what's so very good about your practice is that you. You eliminate or you diagnose per what your tests give you, and you work down from there.
Right, yeah. I mean,
and we're not talking about thousands and thousands of dollars worth of work here. We're talking very cheap and very, very inexpensive to get your health back here.
Right. I mean, your health is priceless, basically, but. When you come to my office, you're going to get a different viewpoint. A lot of people, they go to the doctors, and what most doctors are looking for disease processes.
Right.
The disease has already occurred.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if normal is down low and the disease is up high, well, in between that is functional problems.
Right.
And that's what's missing in our healthcare is dealing with functional problems.
Right.
Because most doctors, they give you a clean bill of health
and
unless you have a disease.
Right.
And then they can prescribe some medication or they can prescribe some type of treatment for you. But what we want to do is we want to catch that before it occurs.
Right.
So we're working in this functional area.
Right.
And unfortunately, with our healthcare the way it is, they don't have a lot of doctors that are doing this.
Right.
And this is where you want to catch it.
Right.
It'd be nice if I had as much money to advertise as the pharmaceutical companies do, which I think they're up to $13 billion now.
Right.
Let people know that, let's check you this way first before you go in and try and get on medication and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
Because the body is designed to heal itself if it gets the right nutrition.
Right.
It's the nutrition that heals.
Right.
So we want to look at, and I don't have anything against medication if it's used right, but we want to look at medication as a short-term solution, not necessarily a long-term solution.
Right.
Like with this high blood pressure, most doctors are going to put you on high blood pressure medicine, and they expect you to be on that the rest of your life.
Right.
They don't expect it to come down.
Right.
Occasionally, they might tell you to eat right and exercise, and then it'll come down on its own. But usually there's more underlying problems than just eating right and exercising.
Right. Well, very good, Doc. We'll be back, listeners. And so keep listening. When we come back, we're going to have a draw for the fifth caller. And I'll let you know all about that when we come back. And just keep listening and call in if you need anything answered. The number is 737-9986. You're on Supertalk 99.7 WTN with Dr. Brian Foley.
This is the Natural Healthcare Show with Dr. Brian Foley on Supertalk 99.7 WTN. Sick of being sick? Dr. Foley may be able to help you. Find out by calling 615-737-WWTN. That's 615-737-9986. You're listening to the Natural Healthcare Show on Supertalk 99.7 WTN.
All right, listeners, welcome back to our third segment here with Dr. Brian Foley, our alternative healthcare doctor. All right, so we're going to have this week's offer. We do this every now and then. And the people that we have done this with have come back with great, great reports and so glad, and I'm sure they still keep listening. And you can only win this once, so those that have won before can't come in again, but I'll give the others a chance. So what we're going to do is all the listeners that are wanting to talk to Dr. Foley, we're going to clear the board and we'll tell you when we're going to open it up. But I'm going to tell you what this. What are you going to win? You're going to win a full comprehensive evaluation with the doctor. And this would include a heart rate variable, a computer test to find hidden food allergies, blood pressure, oxygen checks, urine test, and a nutrition response testing with the doctor. And this whole thing would take about what, an hour and a half, Doc?
It's going to take about an hour and 45 minutes.
An hour and 45 minutes.
And most of that time you're going to be spending with me.
Right.
But let me tell you what some of this stuff is, because the folks might not understand. The heart rate variable, what that tells us is your fitness level, at what area your fitness is. In other words, it gives us your fitness age. Some people come in, they're 40 years old. Well, this test will tell us if you're running 40 years old inside or are you running 80 or 90 years old.
Mm-hmm.
It also tells us if you're getting into that good, deep sleep. When you go to sleep, your body has to drop into what they call the parasympathetics,
right,
to get into that good, deep, healing sleep.
Mm-hmm.
We're interested in people sleeping because that's where you burn fat, that's where your body rejuvenates, heals. All when you're sleeping, not when you're awake.
Right.
So we can find out, is that low gear in? We're going to be also giving this test a computerized test. We talked about this a little earlier.
Mm-hmm.
It's a computer test that finds hidden food allergies.
Right.
We'll literally go through hundreds and hundreds of foods. If you ever thought or wanted to know if you were allergic or sensitive to any foods, this is a great chance to find that out if you win this this offer here.
Yeah.
We're also, of course, going to check some standard things we're going to do. We're going to check the blood pressure. We're going to check oxygen. We check that two ways. We're going to check the arterial oxygen,
mm-hmm,
and we're also going to check the capillary oxygen. Now, the capillary oxygen is the most important because that's where the oxygen goes into the body.
Right.
So we want to make sure that people are getting and have the right oxygen.
Right.
You'd be surprised how many people do not get enough oxygen in their body.
Right.
We do a urine test, and this rules out bacteria. It rules out liver problems, gallbladder problems, blood in the urine. It tells us the pH. Is the pH okay?
Mm.
And then we're going to do the nutritional response testing, which is actually the time that the person's going to spend with me.
Right.
And this is, in my opinion, the most valuable part of the whole thing.
Right.
Because we're going to find out exactly what is the weakest area of your body. And let's take, for example, the liver.
Mm.
We find out that the liver is the weakest area. Then we're going to find out why it's weak.
Nice.
There's four different categories. Like your immune system could be could be bothering it. It could be a food item, one of the hidden food items.
Mm-hmm.
It could be some heavy metal building up in your body.
Right.
It could be some chemicals that got into your body over the years.
Right.
So through this nutritional response testing, we're able to find that out. Not only that, but we can find out the solution of it.
Right.
You know, what product, what nutrition does that person need to overcome those problems? Because
right,
everybody will be different. There
mm-hmm
won't be two people that come in that are the same.
Right.
So this is something that we do all the time, but it's a wealth of information that that person is going to have when they're done with this.
Right.
And it's normally $345 is what we charge for it if you call up on the phone.
All right. So, listeners, this is a full comprehensive evaluation, very much worth it. So we're going to open up the lines, 737-9986, and good luck to you all. The fifth caller will win, and we'll announce it next segment. Okay. All right, Doc. So what we're going to do is carry on here with our questions.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. We're talking about high blood pressure. Now,
right.
You mentioned that hyperthyroid. How does that cause